Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called Zelda's Big Adventure. And this was written by Marie Alifaki and illustrated by Shane McGee. And it's read today by Mommy and... What does that mean? Oh, friends, I recognize this. This is Sackboy today. I can tell because he gets this silly little smile on his face. Hello, silly little smile. How are you, Sackboy? You ready for an adventure with me?
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
And Philip will translate Sackboy for you.
Oh, thank goodness. We have a translator. Okay, so are you ready, Sackboy? Translation?
That's a yes.
All right. Here we go. Here we go, Zelda's big adventure. Zelda had a plan. She was going to be the first chicken in space. And Zelda is a chicken, friends. She is a, what color is she?
White. And Sackboy says white when he means the color white.
It's true. She is a very lovely, white, fluffy chicken, and she's got some black tail feathers, and she looks lovely.
That's it. Yes, yes.
Yep.
She is white.
Yep, it's true. Okay. She built her spaceship. She planned her experiments. She trained for weightlessness. All she really needed now was a little help from her friends. I wonder who her friends are and what they will do for her. Okay. So she asked Walter to help her with her space suit.
Certainly not, said Walter. I don't sew.
Oh. So she asked Mike for help with her heat shields.
No time, said Mike. No time.
Wow, he looks really big. And not very happy. That's two people who won't help her. Bummer. Okay, let's see. So she asked Bella for help with the controls.
My dear Zelda, said Bella, I don't DIY.
Zelda was stumped.
What does DIY?
I am so pleased that you asked that question. Always ask questions.
What's a DIY?
What is DIY? Okay, so DIY is an acronym. And that is, what that means is it's a shorter way of saying something longer. The D stands for one word. The I stands for a word, and the Y stands for a word. And the words that DIY stand for are do it yourself. So when someone says, hey, it's a DIY project, they're saying it's a do it yourself project. Like if you go to IKEA and buy yourself a couch. It's a DIY situation. You're gonna take that home and you're gonna pull out the instructions and you're gonna figure out how to put the legs on and how to put the cushions on and all that stuff all by yourself. Does that make sense? Okay. How was she going to be the first chicken in space if no one was willing to help her? Well, she said to herself, after a good, long think. I'll just have to manage, all on my own. And so she did. I wonder what she's going to do all by herself. I'm a little bit worried. Finally, launch day arrived. Zelda checked her fuel tank,
full.
She checked her food bowl,
bursting.
She checked her nesting box. Cozy. She even has her suitcase. Zelda started her engine. Would you like to count down with me? Okay.
10, 9,
8.
Bay.
4. Wait, she wasn't very good at counting backwards. She missed some numbers, didn't she?
Bay. Bay. Ooh.
Let's see, she says 10, 3, 8, 4. She's, yeah, okay. 0. Blast off! She cried. Zelda flew up, up, and away! She'd done it! She was the first chicken in space. And wow, look at her spaceship go! It's, friends, you gotta see this thing. It is an impressive looking spaceship. It's shiny and it's ovally pointed shaped, and there's all kinds of cool elements to it. It's amazing looking.
Baba.
Good colors.
Baba.
Okay. Zelda conducted her experiments and went on spacewalks. Yeah.
Do you know that Sackboy was saying Baba and that means rocket ship?
Oh, you know, I didn't know that, but now that you've told me, I'm really pleased. Thank you for providing the translation. Let's keep going. She weighed stardust and counted planets. It was hard work, but she managed all on her own. How many planets are there in her solar system? Let's count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's only 5 in hers. How many of them are there in ours? Do you remember?
1. I don't know. I don't remember.
There's 8. And then there's some dwarf planets too. Do you remember how many of those there are? How many?
Pipuka.
Oh, is that, can you translate that?
He said, actually, I don't know how many he said.
Oh, I think there's 5.
I can't get that. Yeah. He said 5.
Yeah, excellent work. Okay. When Zelda came home, everyone wanted to hear about her amazing adventure.
Strictly between us, said Walter, she asked me to work on her spacesuit. She looks rather fine, doesn't she? I'm not one to brag, said Mike, but she asked me to fine-tune her heat shields. I like to keep warm, you see.
Just confidentially, said Bella. She asked me to tweak her control panel. I have a mind for electronics, you know.
Everyone agreed it was by far the most interesting thing that had ever happened in their yard. Later that night, before she closed her eyes, Zelda looked up at the stars one more time. They seemed smaller from down here, but just as beautiful, and Zelda felt proud to have been on such a big adventure.
Space travel is fun, she said to herself,
but it is rather lonely.
Perhaps I'll bring some friends next time.
And in the picture, what do we see?
A little wagon.
Yeah.
Attached to her rocket ship.
She's got a camper attached to her rocket ship, and there they all are, all of her friends, tagging along behind. And friends, this is the end of our story.